This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially, the new national curriculum plan, called Common Core, demands that current textbooks be replaced with new books aligned with the new standards, and that teachers be retrained to teach in alignment with Common Core standards and Common Core tests, and that schools finance technological updates so every student can be tested on a computer, including buying additional computers and increasing broadband capacity. Estimates to implement the standards and tests range from $12 to $16 billion nationally. The states are having a hard time figuring out how much Common Core alignment will cost them, which provides further proof that the states had no role in developing the standards. Some estimates are that just for the testing mandated by Common Core standards, the annual cost of assessment for states participating in this will increase by $177 million, and that is not just a one-time cost, but an annual cost of the increase over previous standardized testing costs. Estimates of the textbook and material costs will be $374 million. And after all the cost and complexity of adopting Common Core standards, they will not make your kids any smarter. Here is the opinion of Dr. Sev Werman, a math standards and assessment expert and former U.S. Department of Education official. He said, and I quote, "I believe the Common Core marks the cessation of educational standards improvement in the United States. No state has any reason left to aspire for first-rate standards, as all states will be judged by the same mediocre national benchmark enforced by the federal government."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
It is Friday, August 30th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who are seeking the truth and can readily recognize and appreciate it. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I have ever had on this program since October of 2010, as well as links to their websites. You will also see upcoming guests. Another site that I'd wish to call your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info. One of our listeners created this wonderful site, for which I am very grateful. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We probably will not be taking calls today, so because we have a lot of things to present. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His websites are justiceforgermans.com, and that is the numeral four, justiceforgermans.com, or justiceforgermans.com, F-O-R, justiceforgermans.com. It will work either way. And I just want to remind the listeners to read your article, Wayne, entitled Debunking the Myth of Water Fluoridation by Hitler and Those Evil Nazis. Recently, we had a guest on who touted out that well-publicized piece of propaganda and referred to it. And, of course, we hear it on several radio programs. They always use that. Instead of doing research, they just use other people's talking points. All righty. Welcome, Wayne.
All right. Good morning. Thank you, Deanna, for inviting me. Pleasure to be with you today.
Well, thank you. I just love your brand new film. It's called Eisenhower's Rhine Meadows Death Camps, A Deliberate Policy of Extermination. The film is magnificent.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's long overdue that that becomes widely known in the English-speaking world, particular America, Canada, UK, Australia, and so on. Few people have heard about it. Certainly for myself, I had heard bits about that over the years in writing, in various articles, and I wasn't really, and then you sort of forget about it. You think, oh, well, it's an isolated incident or whatever, or it just happened at this place or that place. But, and then back a couple of years ago, you did a full program on that, and it just blew me away. So I got, started into researching that more, and, I guess it was about, I don't even think it was a year ago, maybe 6-8 months ago, I finally found that there was a documentary in Germany made about this. It's a short documentary, it was only 30-35 minutes, and it was quite shocking, to say the least. And then I found that there had been another one as well, which had more interviews with some of the surviving prisoners. So I thought, you know, this is long overdue, that this has to be made public. And enlisted the help of a young man over in Switzerland, actually, who transcribed the text into German, and then still needed to be translated into English. Somebody started to help me doing that quite some time ago, and then I looked at it wasn't really very good, so I had to go through the whole thing again and redo that. But then during the course of putting this together, I decided that, you know, I wanted to expand it somewhat. So I took two documentaries, basically, and put them together. So it's now 50 minutes long with more interviews of some of these survivors in there. And it was quite a job to do it. In terms of the time and effort, but also on an emotional level.
Yes. When I watched it right after you got it finished and uploaded, I shed tears. I mean, it's just a very emotional topic. It always has been for me, because it's such a deliberate policy that. You have 10 audio clips that you're going to share with us today, and I don't think that you'll need to tell me when you want those done. We have about 4 minutes, 3 minutes until we go to a break, so perhaps when
okay.
We come
well,
back,
the first one, if the producer wants to go ahead and put the first one on, it's just under 3 minutes.
Okay,
that would take
us
through to
the break.
Okay,
that would do it. Okay, Sammy, could you do that?
In view of the May 8th celebration in the world and the assertion of an alleged liberation of Germany in 1945, it is the duty of every loyal German to show the other side of the coin. Namely, that in 1945, the Allies liberated millions of Germans, indeed liberated them from their property, from their homeland, and from their lives. At the end of the war, roughly 11 million German soldiers were in the hands of the Allies. Of those, approximately 8 million in the custody of the British and the Americans. This film addresses the so-called Rhine-Meadows camps. We loyal Germans do not celebrate an alleged liberation on May 8th. Instead, on this day, we mourn the German victims who were exterminated after the war by starvation, hypothermia, and other methods of murder. When the Hague Conventions on Land Warfare were formulated at the beginning of the 20th century, the participating countries agreed to subjugate their nations to international law. This new body of law was, amongst other things, meant to humanize warfare, meaning that, for example, violence against defenseless human beings such as prisoners of war would be prohibited. On January 26, 1910, the Hague Ground Warfare Rules were ratified by the attending countries, which included Germany, England, France, and the USA. With regard to the treatment of prisoners of war, the following was established as law under Article 7 of the Hague Land Warfare Rules. The government in charge of the prisoners of war is required to provide for the welfare of their prisoners, and in the absence of any special agreement between the warring countries, the prisoners of war are to be treated equally to the troops that took them into custody regarding the nourishment, accommodation, and clothing. On July 27, 1929, the protective provisions of the Geneva Convention, which were formerly only granted to the wounded in war, were also extended to all prisoners of war. It was determined that, henceforth, prisoners are to be treated equally in every respect and on par with the victor's own troops.
Okay, so that was that's basically the intro to the movie right there.
Okay, quickly explain that the background sound. Of course, you're dubbing this
right.
German film. Okay.
Right, the original German is still on the audio track, and I do that deliberately because I lower the sound on that. But it's so that, those people who do speak some German will know, I'm giving back exactly, what's being presented in the film.
Exactly.
And then dubbing over it with English. Yep.
Alrighty. We will be back in 3 minutes with our guest today, Wayne from Canada.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.com. And just to let people know where they can find this film is on your website. It's on the right-hand side. Just go down, scroll down to top posts and pages, and then click on Eisenhower's Rhine Meadows Death Camps. And the entire film is there. It's also on YouTube, at least temporarily, so I find out about it. Wayne, is Wayne there? Wayne,
sorry, I muted myself. I did a Deanna.
Oh, I'm glad others do that too. All righty, so we have some more clips that we want to hear. So you just let us know when you want to do this.
Well, before we get to that, I'll just from a technical standpoint, I just wanted to add that in making this, it was a it's a bit of a challenge because I'm doing this all on my own, and so I'm having to act as the narrator. Who's telling the story, but then you also have all of these interviews from various people. And so, it's a bit of a challenge to go from trying to enunciate and talk slowly and calmly as the narrator and then to try and, speak for the person, for the witness who's telling you his story too, and to go back and forth like that. And to convey the emotion that this person is expressing, and so
I think you do that really well. I really applaud you for the job that you did. It runs very smoothly, even though you have pieced several components together. It just flows very well, and the emotion that you put into it, you convey that through the film. And it's very impactful. And this is the kind of thing that we need, because Hollywood has been impacting our emotions and inducing us to believe all kinds of falsehoods for decades. We need your kind of film. The truth movement, the so-called truth movement, needs the kind of film that you make. And also, I might add, the kind of films that Clint Richardson puts out. And we definitely need this kind of quality, and you certainly produce that.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, so I just wanted to interject that before we move on. But as we heard in the introduction, there, Germany did sign the Hague Conventions and the Geneva Conventions and so on, and I think from my reading. By and large, Germany adhered to its international obligations far more stringently than anybody else did during the Second World War. And I know that people can say, "Well, what about this? What about that?" And there are instances and there are things that happen in war once war is declared. But you always have to go back to who is it that really wanted this war? Who really started this war? And then you also have to look at the things with the fact that the Russians, for instance, were not signatories to any of these international agreements, and they themselves, obviously didn't care what international law said, and they subjected their own people as well as prisoners to some really harsh treatment and mass slaughter and many things. So. What happened later on in the war on that side, on the Eastern Front, it can't be always compared. You're talking about apples and oranges there, because you're dealing with people that they don't respect international law. So how do you fight a war against people who are not, fighting by the same rules,
Exactly.
So that has to, be kept in mind. How much time do we have till the next break?
About 5 minutes.
Okay, this next clip, you're going to hear a couple of the former prisoners talking here. It's about 1 minute and 48 seconds long.
Okay, so why don't we go ahead and play clip two?
At first, I was happy to be in the West, because we all thought, if we're taken prisoner, we'll be better off with the Americans. And so I surrendered. With the hope of humane treatment. I had no idea what the next 5 months would bring and how disappointed we would become. You arrived in Remagen and were led through the gates of the camp, or driven through it, and then put into your quarters? Would you care to describe for us what that looked like? Well, the way you described it, it almost sounds as if I was arriving at a nice vacation retreat. But the reality was quite different. The horrors began already in Niederbreisig, and then also in Remagen, in the same way, with an enormous shock. We were chased off of the trucks, and then we saw the alley, the Gauntlet Alley, which the American soldiers formed all the way to the gate with two rows, armed with wooden boards, chasing us through the gauntlet with these boards.
Come on, let's go.
All was hitting us across the lower back. And this was really an experience which I thought was just not possible. I was thinking then, if soldiers are capable of doing this to other soldiers, then we can expect them to do just about anything to us.
Okay. And that is so true. I mean, these are just soldiers in the same status, each fighting for their country, or supposedly fighting for their country. And yet they're treating their counterparts so cruelly.
Yes, indeed. And the thing that you have to think about there, too, is that the Germans were totally surprised by this. Like, obviously, you know, this is not the kind of behavior that they themselves had engaged in, which is always attributed to them. And they were like, what? You know, what's going on here? Why are they doing this to us? You know, what did we do to deserve this? What happened to, you know, our authorities, signed here an armistice, and we have, and we've signed on to the, you know, the international laws concerning, the treatment of prisoners and so on, and they have too. Why are we being treated like this? And the fact is that, already in 1943, you know, the Allies had unilaterally declared that at the end of the war, if they, you know, if are victorious, they are just going to be declared, all of them are going to be declared criminals and going to be given a totally different designation. They decided this unilaterally as disarmed enemy, was it DEF? Disarmed
DEF
enemy forces. Yeah. And so they were, according to the Allies, not entitled to humane treatment.
You know, right, just, and this was according to what, the Moscow Declaration?
I believe that was...
Yeah, that's... Well, they decided how they were going to do it in Moscow in 1943, as you mentioned.
Right. It was just a total shock for all of these soldiers, you know, who had thought, well, they knew about the Russian brutality already. That was widely publicized, Goebbels and the German leadership, you know, were making it very widely known, the horrors of the Eastern Front and the brutality of Stalin's forces, excuse me.
Alrighty, we are going to a quick break. We will be back in about 4 minutes.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a 1-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His websites are, justiceforgermans.com and justiceforgermans.com. Either use the numeral four or the word for, F-O-R. Alrighty. We're talking about how they had decided that they were going to treat them back in 1943, about the same time that they were conjuring up the Nuremberg trial plans.
Right. Yeah, and pardon me. I think the point I was just trying to make at the before we went to break there was that this had come as such a surprise, and the Germans were quite aware of what had been happening on the Eastern Front, both to their own forces as well as to civilians. Once the tide turned on the east and the Russians were, moving west, that was widely known. And the Germans, they really believed that, they would be handled far better by the Americans and British, than they would be by the Soviets. And, boy, were they in for a surprise. It was just the last thing that they expected, and they just could not comprehend what was going on.
Indeed. And of course, America's always had this, it's a big PR campaign. from day one that, oh, how fair and democratic, and we just believe in fighting for people's rights, just like they're planning on doing in Syria. We're just going to go and help these people, liberate them. Liberate them from whomever, Saddam Hussein or whoever. And right. So we just have this false, deceptive characterization of us all over the world. And then when people find out just what kind of people the U.S. government is and the U.S. military is, well, it's kind of a shock.
Indeed. And the thing was that, how is it that they got their own troops to go along with this? I mean, they're all given instruction on the international rules of warfare when they first, join up and before they're sent into action, aren't they? And yet they were able to get all of these people to go along with it. And we hear this all the time, that the Germans are accused of going along to get along. Who was it that really went along to get along?
Indeed. Yes. And of course, the U.S. military propagandizes the recruits. They kind of brainwash them through boot camp and whatnot. And they vilify the enemy, always have done that. And I suppose that...
Dehumanizing, yes.
Sure. In order for the U.S. troops to go over and do what they do. And then they come back from that experience and have such remorse that a lot of them end up killing themselves or going on drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I didn't get around to including any of this, and in hindsight, I wish I would have, but I have seen some films that are available on YouTube from back in that era, propaganda films. Now, there's the other thing, we always are told about, Hitler and Goebbels and propaganda and how they, got the Germans to do this and that and everything else. The American people and their troops were being highly propagandized in the lead up to the war and all through the war with very degrading, dehumanizing type of propaganda. So that is how they get people to go along, to get along. Now I've seen some of these things, and this carried on right through to the civilian population as well. There was this one film. I wish I could. I'm not going to be able to find it in such a short notice here. But there was one I watched where they were saying, "Oh, the Germans are so sneaky outside. Yeah, they look like just ordinary, wonderful people, just like us. But you can't turn your back on them, and all this kind of nonsense, right?
Sure.
And so there was all this hatred and mistrust and everything built in. Before they even arrived, and that carried right on through, so that they were able to get U.S. forces to do the dirty work.
Sure.
Right. So, I took a look during the break here. I think what we'll do, Mr. Producer, is to skip over clip number 3, and we can go to number 4 anytime. It's just over a minute long.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do that.
Zum Kriegsende hin.
At the end of the war, the surrendering soldiers were detained at various battle locations. But also taken into captivity were an unknown number of old men and youths belonging to the Volkssturm, which were civilians in uniform, for example, firemen, National Socialist Party officials, and ordinary civilian members of the party. Furthermore, injured soldiers on leave were rounded up from the hospitals. Female support staff and intelligence personnel, and sometimes even youths, those deemed old enough to hold a weapon, were also taken into custody. The reasons for these breaches of international law and of inhumane treatment cannot be seen as anything other than a determined effort to take the greatest possible number of Germans as prisoners. What happened to the prisoners as they were taken into custody and immediately thereafter was often unpredictable and random.
Okay. So there you have it. They were just rounding up anybody.
Including children.
Including children. And you'll see this in the video as well. There were youths there that were probably no more than, 12 years old that were being rounded up.
Right.
And, in the last days, Germany had lost so many troops. In the last days with the, particularly, with the Allies closing in from all sides and so many, fallen soldiers already and so many in Allied custody already. So, they were, invoking, the people on the home front, and that included, former World War I soldiers, who are, quite old, in their 40s, 50s, or even later. And trying to, train them in a hurry to help protect the home front. And then you had, of course, some younger boys from the Hitler Youth and so on as well, doing what they could. And, they were all rounded up.
And we're talking about after the liberation, after the war. We're talking after May 8th, 1945. And these prisoners were kept when the Americans were going home, except those who were engaging in guarding these prisoners, the war should have been over. It should have been over. The American prisoners went home. 99% of them went home.
Indeed,
According to the Red Cross report.
Right, and also, accordingly, to the Hague Conventions and so on, the prisoners, after there's been a surrender, they are supposed to be sent home as soon as possible, identified and who they are and so on, and then sent back home. I mean, the war was over. Nothing was going to happen. There was no way Germany could fight on if they'd wanted to. They just had nothing left. And I think it was everybody knew it was over. So I don't think there was any need for this kind of a policy.
Now they also had women's camps just exclusively for women. Women,
yes.
who were just civilians. They weren't part of any military operation. They were civilian women.
These were support workers. A lot of them were for instance from the Luftwaffe, ground support people, as well as secretaries and so on that worked in various every branch of the military has got also their own bureaucracy, secretaries and so on. They may have been in uniform, they may have belonged to the military, but they weren't combatants, and yet they were all rounded up and sent to these camps as well. And
we are going to a quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.com. And just a quick statement from the chat room. My friend told me that his uncle was in World War II and was captured by the Germans. His uncle told him how he was treated better and had better amenities as an American prisoner in the German camps than he had as an American soldier in his own U.S. barracks.
Yes, indeed. I have heard and read such stories before, and certainly, you know, we've heard this sort of thing before from Veronica Clark when she was on your program, and in her books she spoke even all about the treatment of blacks in Germany and captured black American forces and so on, who, you know, were saying that they had it better in Germany than they did at home.
Right. Right.
So this was pretty typical. And, you know, there's always going to be exceptions, I'm sure, but as I say, on the whole, I think you know, documents. It's pretty well documented that the Germans adhere to their international agreements far more stringently than did the Allies. And And again, you know, it was shocking for the Germans, but whereas the Americans and Brits and French who were captured, they all had it pretty good. The Germans went out of their way, you know, to try and do what they could while they could, you know, to keep them fed and to provide them adequate shelter and so on. But these guys, the Germans, you know, here they were just thrown out into these open fields in the springtime, in the rain and mud.
Right.
With no shelter or nothing.
Tell us what they did have. I guess that's what they did have. Just an open field. It was actually called an enclosure. There were no barracks. There was nothing. There were trenches that they used for the latrines. There were no buildings. They were out.
Right.
In the
there was no buildings whatsoever. There was just an outside perimeter fence, and these could hold up to 100,000 men, and then subdivided into more cages, is what they called them, for you know to divide them up somewhat. But they were totally without any kind of there was shelter whatsoever. It was just an open field. And when they got there, this is why it was called the Rhine Meadows camps. Well, those were meadows maybe when they arrived, but within days it was dirt and mud. You know, there was just nothing. No latrines. No cooking facilities. There was no food there. The Red Cross were not permitted access. The prisoners were not being counted. They were just rounding up anyone and everyone and throwing them in these enclosures and in these cages. And the Red Cross and they were trying to bring food, and Eisenhower sent them away.
Yes.
So
that is the point, is that this came from Eisenhower.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to, I was just thinking during the break here, I just took a quick look here. I think what we'll do is we'll skip ahead, Mr. Producer, onto the next clip on number 6. And that one is, it's only a short one. It's 1 minute, 15 seconds long, but there's three parts to it. There's
a doghouse would have had it better. He's got shelter, a roof over his head. He has maybe some hay. The fact is that for whatever reason, however they justified it to themselves, we were handled worse than animals. The conditions quickly become a living hell. No, we didn't even know where we were going, or even what our job was. We didn't even know who was in charge. There was no organization whatsoever. We had no equipment and no shelter for the prisoners. And it was cold in April. It was really bad. In many camps, from the start, the prisoners received no sort of care whatsoever. In the first few days, we received nothing to eat or drink. And for the first time in my life, I had to experience men drinking their own urine. I even ate grass, like the others. But the human digestive system is not meant for that.
Okay, that's the end of that one. And there was three different... it's hard to tell just listening to the audio, but there's three different people speaking there. You had a prisoner at the start, and then in the middle... there was one of the former guards, Laverne Keats, was admitting that, you know, they themselves had no idea what was going on. They didn't know who was in charge. They didn't know what their job was, you know, what they were supposed to be doing. They were just, you know, bewildered by what was going on as well.
Okay, so you're talking about the American guards. They didn't know what was going on either, because somebody in the chat room said, how could so many U.S. guards, how could so many Americans keep quiet about this?
Yeah, well, there's in the documentary, you'll hear from two of the guards themselves, and this one guy was Laverne Keats. Like I said, he he basically says, yeah, we just got sent there. We didn't know what was going on. We had no idea what this was going to be, what our role was, what our job was. We didn't know if or when anything was going to be coming in terms of supplies. We didn't know who was in charge. It was just sort of all willy-nilly. They didn't know what was going on, according to him. And then you heard again from another prisoner at the end. So there was three different things going on there in that short clip there.
Sure. The other thing, too, is, as the person in the chat room said, how could so many guards keep quiet about this? Well, maybe they haven't. But when you look at the mainstream, the control of the mainstream media, when you look at the control of publishing houses, I really don't think that one of those guards could write a book and get it published.
Yeah, and, you know, there's also, I mean, a lot of peer pressure because I think for the most part, you know, they believed what they had been told, that, you know, we're the good guys, the Germans are the bad guys, and they'd been highly propagandized all the way through. And so many of them would have had the feeling, well, the Germans deserved whatever they got. So why should I have any compassion? But there was some, and one in particular, and I have a separate article. You'll hear from him in the documentary itself. His name was Martin Brook, Martin Breck. He is American, but obviously, he was of German descent. He was actually. Also, a Christian guy, and he was very compassionate. I've got something separate from him that if we have time, I'll try and read a couple of excerpts from his testimony later on in the second hour. He was very compassionate.
He was young, very young.
Yes. But he would, try to feed the prisoners, and he was warned to, stop, or, we're going to shoot you.
And that's another factor too. I'm sorry. That's another factor too. A lot of these people, the recruits, the American soldiers, were young and easily persuaded, easily encouraged to do things that they really didn't think about. They just went ahead and did them.
Well, yes, and that gets into the whole thing with groupthink.
Sure.
Right.
Yes. Herd mentality.
We see this with police forces. We see it with prison guards. We see it also with prison populations. When riots take place and so on, and bad things happen very quickly, and things spiral out of control, and people find themselves doing things and engaging in behaviors that they themselves, left to their own devices, would not be doing if they had time to think about what they're doing.
And if they had
all the correct information, and that's the thing. If you have correct information, you can make correct decisions, but a lot of
that
people...
is very profound, Wayne. Very profound. All righty. We are going to our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned.
Freedom ain't